This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
The European Union is now rethinking aid to Egypt. That follows America suspending military exercises with Egypt, but not cutting off military aid. That money is becoming more controversial as violence escalates and criticism grows of Egypt's military-backed regime. Joining us now, Shadi Hamid, Director of Research at the Brookings Doha Center. Hello, Shadi.
Hi.
So America sends $1.5 billion to Egypt, most of that for the military. If all of that were cut off, though, what would happen in Egypt? What would the impact be?
It would have a real effect on the Egyptian military. The U.S. has been the primary patron of Egypt for decades now, and that kind of aid cannot be easily replaced. The Gulf countries do have the budgets where they can replace a lot of lost economic aid, but they can play the role the U.S. plays on the military side, and that includes the provision of advanced equipment, training, and the general thickness of military-to-military relationships that have been built up over the years.
You talked about aid that's coming from other Gulf countries. Give a sense as to where Egypt is in terms of how much aid it's getting there, and if they may just say, well, we're getting all these other funds from other Gulf countries. We don't need the same amount of aid from Europe or the U.S., or we can get by without it.
Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Kuwait have altogether pledged $12 billion. That is actually quite a lot. But if you take what the EU and international financial institutions can give to Egypt, it probably comes out to a similar number. So while it isn't going to be the end of the world for Egypt, it would be a significant blow, especially when it comes to investor confidence. And we take also the issue of Western corporations and their ability to work in Egypt. And that's why I think it is an important lever.
Okay, Shadi Hamid joining us from Doha. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.